time in the shy, flying high, my mind in the studio with Darling. Wee Wee, Lady D, Wendy. Oh, yeah. Turn me up in the headphones. 1, 2, 1, 2. Welcome to Collaboration Radio. This might be episode 44. That's magical.
Yes, it is.
I'm here with Darling Shear, my cosmic sibling, and we're going to gather around the campfire known as the Milky Way.
Shay, let's do it.
Here at the intersection of art, activism, and social change. That was DJ Lady D with our snappy intro. And one day we will make a song of that whole thing and lay down some rhymes, some real verses.
I like the instrumental. I'm actually thinking about doing a music detox where I only listen to instrumental music for like a week.
Like Andre 3000's. Oh my gosh, that stuff is so good. And you can use it. It's yeah. Three stack. He knew. He's been playing his flute and his wind, African wind instruments for like 13 years. And he knew that he was headed somewhere. One day he was gonna do it. And
I think people forget that they went to a performing arts school. I think it was North Atlanta High School. I think they went to North Atlanta High School. And so, yeah, that's a performing arts school. Really great dance, music program, theater program. So, yeah, it's like this is on track.
And you spent some time in Atlanta.
Yeah, I lived there for 16 years.
We're going to talk about that and much, much more here at the intersection of art, activism, and social change. Thank you for joining us here on Collaboration Radio on WCPT 820 AM, Chicago's progressive talk radio. We're also streaming live on the Facebook and WCPT.com and YouTube, Collaboration's YouTube, where you can go check out all these past episodes of these conversations with magical Chicagoans who, pull change and inspiration out of very thick air here in the Windy City. You can also go check those out on Spotify and Apple Music, and you can buy an ad or become a sponsor. I'm Anthony Mosley. I'm Collaboration's artistic director. And speaking of Facebook, did you see that they gave Mark Zuckerberg a beard, an AI beard?
Yeah, and I feel a way about it.
The thing is like everybody liked him with a beard, and you know, and we have beards.
Yes, we do. I am a part of the beard brigade.
Yeah, it's like, you know, one day, Henry. One day you will be like, I can't believe I used to not have a beard.
One day I'll be able to grow one.
True. But you never know until you just let it grow. Let it grow.
That was how this happened.
Let it grow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll never forget, my daughter was like 4, and I decided to like shave just to see what I look like and to kind of like try to throw everybody off. And she said, no, you're not my daddy. What did you do to my daddy's face? I took that as more than a hint. But Collaboration, we are a 27-year-old nonprofit. That means this is we're entering our Saturn return.
Boom. Actually.
Our mission is to build knowledge, empathy, dialogue, and action, you know, to dismantle the intersectional forms of oppression and ignorance and hate and fear through live theater and dance, spoken word, film, and radio. We leverage the power of authentic storytelling and sharing and community to cultivate positive social change. And we're sponsored here at Collaboration Radio by the Joseph and Bessie Feinberg Foundation and tons of other great foundations, people, artists, and maybe you too. We are selling ads. We have a great 3 monthly packages you can check out. And they start at $300 a month. Or you can become a member for just $1 a month. Go to collaboration.org to learn more or email info@collaboration.org. And today's episode is also sponsored by our friends at AV Chicago, Chicago's leading provider of AV production and event management services. Those guys and gals and royalty, they know how to light it up over there. Ethos Collective. Oh, Ethos Collective. They're a purpose-driven destination and event management company, and they sponsor our Utopian Ball every year. Darling, would you be a guest at our Utopian Ball on November 2nd?
November 2nd. If I am in town, definitely.
Okay, great.
Yes.
We would love to have.
Actually, just talking about it, the gala right before, is that right before the pandemic?
Maybe,
that was over at the brewery over there on Belmont, like off of Belmont. The newer one. It's like something by the lake. It's like the one by the lake.
Yeah, Rockwell on the River.
Yes.
That was 2019, 18.
Okay.
I don't know. Yeah,
it had to have been 2019. Because a specific association that I had was, and I remember I didn't know them in 2018, so it was like it would have been like 2019.
I think you may be right. We do it at Venue West now. Rockwell on the River is a great spot, and that's run by our friend Paul Levy with Prairie Management. They also run the Bridgeport Arts Center. Mm-hmm. They have some amazing spaces, and but now we're doing it at Venue West. It's quite a ball, and it'll be November 2nd. We're just about to do the save the date, but it would be great to have you join us.
Oh, Armitagean.
Venue West.
That's not Venue West.
Venue West is like Ashland Lake. It's over there. It's just west of Ashland.
Okay.
It's nice. Yeah, it's great. It's a proper occasion for a ball, and the food is top notch. I mean, it's really like amazing stuff. So we are. If you want to get involved and sponsor the ball and come hang out with Darling and I and the rest of the Collaboration family, email info@collaboration.org. We'd love to welcome you in Ethos Event Collection and Collective and AV Chicago. Both show up big for that one. So if you want to call in today and join the conversation, Darling, and I would love to have you do that because we're all connected. And if you are so moved to join us, who would we be to say no? That's not who we are. One, so why would we say no to ourselves? So call, come home, 773-763-WCPT, 773-763-9278. I dare you. We're putting together our new youth ensemble, The Light. We have 13 offers that just went out to young artist activists.
Okay.
And Pinky Ring has taken over the program as the director of The Light. Do you know Pinky Ring? You know Pinky Ring?
The name is...
Pinky Ring was at the House of Belonging event.
Okay.
At the experimental station.
Okay.
She has pink hair.
Yes. Okay, yes. Okay.
She is now the new director of The Light. And so we just made some job offers this week to 13 young people.
Boom.
They make $18 an hour.
Boom.
To make dance, spoken word, song about a social change platform that is passionate to them. And they'll be performing at Kidzapalooza, and we'll tour the parks, go to Hamilton Park in Englewood and Austin Town Hall, and then Loyola Park on the beach at Rogers Park. Have you ever been up there?
Yes.
It's so nice.
Yes.
There's that little snack shop. It's like you're not even in... It's like you're in... what's that place in Wisconsin that everybody goes to? Door County? It's like you're in Door County.
Oh, that's in Wisconsin? Okay.
I think so. I went there one time during the pandemic when we were getting into camping. It was great. I haven't used that stuff.
I'm looking forward to some camping.
Our friends over at Non Opera have some stuff coming up. Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, it'll be at Theater Y in North Lauderdale on May 11th. And then STN Public Launch will be at Experimental Station, back at the Experimental Station in Choo Choo on May 21st. And then they're going to New York at the end of June. Cloud Reaction is going to be announcing our next House of Belonging event very soon. All I can tell you is that Sandra Delgado Experience will be heavily featured. And it'll be at Epiphany Arts Center, which is quite a church. Have you been there?
Yes. There was actually some performances that were just there last week. Was that last week? Yeah, last week. What is time? But yeah, there were some performances there last week that were featuring various soloists.
It's a beautiful venue, and we'll be going back there with the Sandra Delgado Experience, but I'm not going to tell you when.
Okay.
I'll tell you later. But and then we'll talk about time, because there is no such thing as time without space. Mm-hmm. And I really thought, like, why do they always call it space-time? Why don't they call it time-space? Mm-hmm. I guess we are in time-space. Mm-hmm. And we travel through space-time. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Sandra Delgado, she's up doing Brooklyn Laundry at Northlight right now. And her show, Lavana Madrid, will be at the Pritzker Pavilion on August 23rd in Millennium Park, directed by the Cheryl Lynn Bruce. And we are—we just put a post up for some auditions. We'll be casting some of the roles. We need great dancers and singers, and these are playing real-life Chicagoans and telling their story of coming to this city from a Spanish-speaking country in the 60s. Mm. Sound familiar? It'll be on the day after the Democratic National Convention ends. So that's August 19th to the 22nd. Mm. So, but the a lot of the Democratic political leaders will be in town. So it'll be a great opportunity to highlight this show, because it really reminds us that these migrants that have come here with nothing, they are our future, and they are family. And back in the 60s, there was a bunch of other new people that came, and even those people need to be reminded. Everyone came here other than our indigenous people, and there's over 80,000 of them here in Chicago. We have the third largest indigenous population in the country. And we belong to this earth anyways.
Mm-hmm. Ashe.
It's not anybody's. We belong to it. Wouldn't that be hilarious if a squirrel was like, this is my plot of love, this is my tree? Mm-hmm. Well, they do that, though, don't they?
They do.
Chicago squirrels are really glowing up. they're finally getting there. They're due. Because you know that rat that was in the
sidewalk?
Yeah. That was a squirrel. That was not a rat. I mean, that's the whole thing. It's like, and it's been there for 20 years. But the power of media social. And then we have a big announcement coming up. And we had a great time last week with Doug Fogelson and his 1 year for Earth. He's got a great program that can help you make sustainable changes to your life. And I signed up last week. Mm-hmm. I'm now one of his users, and I spent about 3 minutes on it this week, so I got to do better. But at least I'm aware that I'm not doing what I should for the sustainability. The first step. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
Yes.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Yes.
Darling is a Chicago native, but has roots in Atlanta, where Darling started dance training. Darling attended North Spring. Who is this Darling? Darling attended North Springs Charter School of the Performing Arts, began dancing professionally right out of high school, and in that time worked with many great choreographers. The highlights were working with Bubba Carr, choreographer, artistic director to Cher, for 12 plus years. I could see that. Rhonda Hendrickson, soloist with Hubbard Street and Twyla Tharp. Tracy Vogt, former Philadanko dancer. Philadanko. Mm-hmm. Lori Stallings, Hubbard Street soloist and founder artistic director of, is it Glow ATL?
Yes.
Darling moved back to Chicago. The creator has a master plan, folks. Darling moved back to Chicago the summer of 2011 to start as a freelance dancer choreographer. Darling has worked with the Fly Honeys of the Inconvenience, Lynx Hall, Victoria Bradford, Ayako Kato, Chances Dances, No Small Plans Productions, Slow Mo, Kristen Kaza shout out, The Public Hotel, Soho House Chicago, Growing Power Incorporated.
Which is now Urban Growers Collective.
Expo Chicago, Queen at Smart Bar, SAIC, DePaul Museum, University of Chicago, University of Illinois in Chicago, the MCA, Chicago Film Archive, Salonathon, and Open TV Beta. In 2018, Darling was chosen as a cover model and also quoted in Micah Salkin's Oxford-published book, Do You Remember House? Chicago's Queer of Color Underground. What did you say in that quote?
And they're twirling about. There's like photos of me at Smart Bar. And then just talking about like why I come there. You know. That was a moment actually. That was kind of like one of those moments where it was like, oh, my career is taking a turn. And also too, it was one of those things where it's like, I didn't know that I wanted this, and then it happened, and then I was like, oh, this is interesting. Okay, this is nice. So I'm very thankful to Michael for putting me on the cover of the book. There was a whole like process moment, which the pandemic was thankfully helped me like better understand like all of that as well. Yeah, it's been an interesting time.
And that .. right? I mean, it hasn't stopped. It's only getting more and more interesting.
Yes. Yeah, things are growing.
Darling also received the Between Gestures scholarship to Austria to attend Impulstanz in Vienna.
Yes, Impulstanz.
In Vienna. Also the Chicago Dance Makers Forum Fellowships, Lynx Hall Co-Commission Fellowship, along with the Three Arts nomination. In 2019, 22, and 20, Darling became a cohort to Hubbard Street Dance. You haven't gotten the Three Arts yet.
No.
You will. You know, Sandra was nominated 5 times before she got it.
Yes.
So it's like, it's kind of like, it's part of the thing.
Yeah. I'm at a place where I'm so chill about everything now. Like, I would get so worked up about it.
I know.
So,
like, I know.
I didn't do anything for a while. And then I had some lovely people, some lovely friends, artists, Mike Anister and Jason Howard. And they were like, we want to work with you. We want to, like, help you. Like, your work is really good. And, you just need a little push. And I was like, okay. And so they helped me with like a lot of grant writing and applying for things. And so that's the thing. It's like being able to talk about your work is, I can talk about it, but then when it's about like the certain like execution of it, because I'm so in the moment with that part of it is always, I'm just like, so yeah.
It is a thing. It is a thing being, creating the myth, you know, the talking bio known as your myth. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a thing. Mm-hmm. And you got to decide where to start that story every time you meet somebody. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and it, something I've finally realized is like, I'm really good at telling my story. But there's been times where I've met, like, you know, dare I say, celebrities. And I spazzed out. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, I can talk to people, but I've had a couple moments where I was like, wow. And why is that? Cause I could talk to a big room of people and I'm very comfortable. But so.
It's the hype that they like put into it.
Yeah. And it's that you're thinking that maybe this is that moment. You have these, as you're an artist, I find you're looking for signs that what you're doing is returning to you. Mm-hmm. You know, the universe is like saying, keep going. Yeah. You can quit the job waiting tables and bartending to keep going.
Yes,
yeah. You can get health care even if you have to pay for it. Yes. Or you can go on vacation like a normal person. Or you can, you know, you can get a new phone, right? And in the beginning, you know, I used to call it my slope, you know, my X over Y. Like, you want to see your slope rising.
Okay.
And then you think like, oh, if I get this thing, it'll level me up. If I get this job, and I've had to watch it a lot with Sandra because she does a lot of like auditioning and gigging and these big projects come and then she gets put on hold and then they go away, mm-hmm. you know? And then over time, though, I do think you look back and you go, oh, it wasn't any of those one jobs. It was either just the steady climb or the completely serendipitous, unexpected thing that just, boom, takes you to the next level. But that is like, you got to roll the dice. You got 5 dice. And the chances, and they got 50 sides on them. Mm-hmm. And the chances of rolling a 33 on all 5 of those dice is very small. But if you roll dice 50,000 times, you're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going to happen. Okay. That's going to happen with you and the 3 arts.
Thank you.
So if you keep on nominating, darling, they will get that one day.
Thank you.
In September of 23, Darlene Corey Grafton performed alongside Grammy-winning artist Corinne Bailey Ray at the Black Artist Retreat curated by Theaster Gates and performed in the Stony Island Arts Bank to promote her album Black Rainbows. I got to meet Corinne. Yes. She came to our House of Belonging event.
Yes.
Do you like the video?
Yes, yes.
We just posted a video of Darlene's performance.
It was a moment. The whole experience, because I have not danced in front of her in probably 7 years, which was, yeah, so it was like that, being like having her there that night and knowing that my body has had so much new information from the last time while everything was just like driving forward. Yeah, I was very emotional.
You put the whole room into a vortex. It was stunning, and you just
thank you.
Cubic space was filled to the roof, to the walls. I mean, I'm not kidding. Go watch this video. You know, it got 800 views rather quickly. It's one of the best launched YouTube videos on our site. And then the other piece that we did together, Back to Me,
yes,
during the pandemic.
Yes, yes, yes. And that was originally actually supposed to be, I was trying to get a song. I was trying to get a song from Korean also too for that time. It was like everything timing.
You know, and you said that. You're like, yeah, I'm trying to get a song from Corinne. And I was like, oh, great. Yeah, right. And then, so you get this other, you do this other song. It's magical. Watch that video. It's really gorgeous. It was a cool collaboration. And it just happened. You know, we followed your lead and you led very well. You know, a lot of people don't know how to lead, you know, especially on the dance floors or be led. Or be
I'm
led.
I'm better about being led. I'm a soloist for the most part, and so I do group work and what have you. But primarily, I am working by myself, and so I'm realizing too, just like with like the like certain gender things growing up in dance, because dance is so binary. It caused me to like shy away from like partnering, even though I love partnering dance. I could watch it all day. It's gorgeous, but I definitely like shied away from it. So that's been something that I've been working on a lot in my career, is like allowing myself to like, I'm a good partner now. But yeah, really being a good like follower, because I'm so used to being like always like teaching or like, you know,
just, yeah. So if you get a chance and you're listening, go to Collaboration's YouTube page and watch Back to Me. And I don't know what the other one's called. It says Darling Shear House of Belonging. It's one of our newest videos. And then subscribe so you can get an idea of how Darling moves, because it's unique and it is connected to source, and it is watching it is liberating. Mm-hmm. What else? Lots of good stuff to close out 2023. Darling made history co-directing, choreographing, and performing with Slow Mo Queer Dance Party and NBC Chicago, airing a live broadcast for the New Year's Eve at the first event at the newly renovated Remova Theater in Bridgeport. An amazing way to launch that historic venue. Mm-hmm. And Darling's mission has been one with a strong spiritual center and allowance of universal well-being. Welcome to Collaboration Radio.
Thank you for having me.
How did you happen? What is the origin story of the superhero named Darling Shear? I mean, when did you, when, see, I mean, what I think is so cool about you is that your dance is a representation, mm-hmm, of your mind and your heart and your stomach. A lot of dancers, the dance is the thing.
Yeah.
And for me, not really, but sometimes, you know, like I think like you're a great dancer, but you're a more interesting person than you are a dancer. And you're like one of the best dancers I've ever seen. So how did you, tell us your origin story.
It's like, where do you start with that?
As early as you can remember. What's your first memory?
I do remember. I mean, yeah, it does come up. It's like the things that got me into dance. There was always, I grew up around entertainment. My grandfather, he works. He was a DJ and a producer, and so I grew up around a lot of music, and going to concerts and things, and so it was kind of inevitable that like I was going to end up working in entertainment, but I will say I started out in fashion. I didn't actually, like, I loved dance, but I didn't, like, actually get into dance until, like, high school.
And where'd you go to high school?
This was in Atlanta, and that was at North Springs. Now it's North Springs Charter School.
But you were in Chicago when you were born in the Chicagoland area?
I was born in Chicago, and then we moved to Atlanta when I was 5, I think.
And your family was in Chicago
There was family here and family there. Yeah. So, Yeah, it was like the informative years were there, and but it was fashion. Like, it was because my mother is a fashion designer as well. Mm. So that was really the thing where it was just like, I loved performance and like would do things around the house. I was actually joking, talking to a friend a few days ago, and I was like, I'm not surprised that I'm a performer, because at the home that we lived at, there was a 2-story mirror right when you walked in the front door. And so it's like, okay, like that right there is like, okay, things are not going to be normal for you, kid. So,
a 2-story high mirror?
Yes.
Where?
In the front foyer when you walk into the house.
And what, you would dance in front of it?
Sometimes. Like, we would, so my cousin and I, we would set up, whenever people would come over, and then we would like set up and like do performances, concerts and things. So it's like, you know how children do, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. As you're saying this, I'm having a flashback to when I was like in sixth or seventh grade, before my parents divorced, rocked the house. No. I had a little boom box. Uh-huh. And I would, record a song on the radio that I liked. And then when the song was over, I would pretend I was the DJ. And I'd be like, hey, that was New Kids on the Block. New Edition. Mr. Telephone Man. Jingle, jingle. Hey, we'll be right back with the top 50. You know, and then I would go find a new song and then record that. And then I would like listen to it. Like, it's funny how, you know, when we play, when we were little, you know, we were pretty much telling ourselves which way to go. Mm-hmm. And so what else did you play when you were little?
That was really it. I mean, that was really it. Like, I felt like I would like scooter around the neighborhood with my friends. We had a scooter gang. And I was on swim team, like in elementary school. And so I was thinking about that, of where it was just like, I was in it in elementary school and I started it in high school, but I didn't continue it because the captain didn't like me. And I was just like, I don't feel like dealing with this. And so I pulled out. So now I'm in a place where I'm like getting back into like figuring my relationship with swimming and water and stuff. So it's like, that's the whole thing. But, as far as like youth things, I feel like I was a Muppety child.
and then tell us about your career as a dancer.
My career as a dancer, it came on when it was very much like wild horses will not keep me from doing this. We fell in love with a lovely piece of choreography from Wade Robson, actually. I think it was Wade Robson and Brian Friedman. They might have done the choreography together. But for Britney Spears' I'm a Slave for You, she performed that at the VMAs. I know there's all the things, but it was she was in her body in a new way. It spoke to just like a lot of things, and it was definitely like an awakening. And I was like, I want to do this. It wasn't like, and that was the thing. I was like, I didn't want to, like, I wasn't like, I want to be Britney Spears. I wanted to make the moment that was happening. And I didn't have the words for it, knowing that, you know, director and like choreographer. But like, that was really what it was. And so, once I figured that out, I was like, I want to become a choreographer. So it was never like, initially, I never even wanted to be a dancer. I hated being in front of large crowds. Like, I wouldn't mind doing stuff for like small things at home, but like, yeah, doing things in front of large crowds, it would terrify me.
And then when did that? Are you still terrified?
Not terrified.
You learn to harness it, right? You know, you learn that that's actually the power is coming, you know?
Yes. Well, that ties into the spiritual aspect of things because now I have affirmations, words that help me neutralize and slow down certain momentums so that I can receive and be in a place of better expectation because the crowds are getting bigger. And so, around the time of, what was it? 2023, the summer of 2023, Slow-Mo did a performance out in Grant Park at the Pritzker Pavilion. And Big Frida performed, and mm-hmm. Mr. Wallace performed, Kenya, a lovely singer. She actually is going to be performing at Pitchfork this year. We're putting on this family-friendly show, really lovely. And I was, while I was excited, I was also kind of like nervous about the moment. And I couldn't exactly like figure out what it was. And then it was just like, oh, because of certain things that were going in the headlines at that time, I was nervous about being responsible, being a part of like collecting large groups of people. And so that was just like a lot of weight that I had to like release. And now I'm in a place where we understand the power that we personally hold and how we are water. We are all water. And it only takes one drop to go and make ripples. And so now I'm standing in the place of grace, much more grace with everything that I do. I'm much better with like collecting and being in front of groups of people. It was probably up until like the summer of last year that I still would like be terrified.
Learning to, you know, harness and control that, you know, the pending energy, you know, and turn that what might at first feel like nervousness, you know, into, you know, focus is a form of alchemy, you know. Okay. And I've seen you focus. So I know that you intuitively know how to do that. And that was one of the things actually I wanted to ask you about today about I've been thinking a lot about intuition and how it's a real thing, you know, and people, a lot of folks don't understand and therefore don't listen to their intuitive mind, you know. What are your thoughts on intuition?
I am a firm believer in intuition, and people need reassurance of it. There's a lot of things that are constantly telling you that you need to seek it from some external source, and everything is from within. And we're constantly in the place of trying to practice reassuring ourselves and those around us of the brilliance that's there. We have a new saying that we have acquired, which is, our minds are the center of divine operations. And those things like that help to rewire us with the understanding of like who we are and what we are all capable of. And that was one thing that I really appreciate about like the pandemic. But it caused us to have to slow down and take acknowledgement of this world that we exist in together. There's a lot of expansion happening. There's a lot of contrast happening, but it could be gentler. It can be gentler. And I believe, and I've seen, it happen, what some would call miracles, and moving in that in like soft ways. Moving that in soft ways, moving that in ways where with I have to describe it as a feeling. Like, it's like a warm beverage. I don't know what that means to you, but it's like a warm beverage that you can go and take a like nice gulp of, and it just like trickles through your body and like warms you over. It doesn't burn your tongue. It's literally the perfect temperature. It's like, that's what it is. And so when you're in that place, that's when you're like really in alignment with your intuition, because it's a calm reassurance, you know.
And what are the sign of the times?
What do you mean?
Like, there's so much, we said there's so much that has been going on. We're on the other side of the pandemic.
Oh yeah.
Some people have you know, some people acted like it never happened, and they and they did not change at all. They did, you know,
yeah.
They just went right back to it, and others have you know, changed who we are. And then, you know, like I said about camping earlier, there's like, there's some things that I was able to hold on to and other things that I wasn't. And I do, I find myself missing the pandemic, you know, and after the grief was really bad. The end of, mm-hmm. of social society, which I had committed my whole life into being in the room with people six nights a week, you know, running a little theater company. And all of a sudden that's all gone. And then there was, you know, simple living. And then in my world, I lost a lot of people. I lost about eight people. Mm-hmm. And we were together when one of my closest friends, went to the other side. And that was just 2 weeks after my Uncle Tom had passed. But yet there was peace there, and I'm trying to keep that going. And now here we are with what's going on in the globe, in the world, in the Middle East, in college campuses, you know, Joe and Donald. We're here on Progressive Talk Radio. A lot of our listeners are tweaking about the country. Mm-hmm. And I think you might have something to offer us all. So what's your take on what's going on and what's the possibility for what's next?
I mean, I'm so disconnected from the politics. I feel like because I grew up with such crazy politics, it was one of those things where I was just like, I don't get involved in them. We always urge people to follow their path of least resistance with everything. As far as the things going on in the East, the pandemic, not the pandemic, what's this thing? The eclipse that just happened. I've been having... We're about to jump into a bunch of things, but everybody's going to understand exactly and see it and get it and feel it. But we're going to go on a little bit of a ride. So the eclipse was tied into some very big biblical events. And it was when Moses and Pharaoh were having their moment, and Moses was asking Pharaoh to release his people, and so Pharaoh spite, went and slaughtered a bunch of children. Then Moses received word from God, okay, my people, go and mark your doors with lamb's blood, because there's going to be a rebuttal for his actions. And so if you do not have this on your doorframe, then your child will be lost. And then the spirit came in the night and then took Pharaoh's firstborn. And then that went into the whole, like, parting the Red Sea and, like, all that moment. And so this eclipse is undoing all of that energy. And so with all the things that are going on with Gaza and Palestine, and it's wild to think of, like, this eclipse was the same eclipse from that time. And we, in 2023, we did make our shift finally into the age of Aquarius. All those people who love hair, shout out to you.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, the age of Aquarius.
Through that. And so what that means is that we're starting to shift into creating heaven on earth. And so that is something that people don't necessarily believe is possible because of how we've been on the earth. But it is very possible, and it is happening. So get on board with it, because it's meant to be that. But there's things that come out just to show their faces and, you know, try to, like, be rascals. But we're getting things in order. And the way that we start to get things in order is by offering love to everything and understanding that we all extend from a unconditional source of love. I call it God. I call it Jehovah. I call it Yahweh. I call it Jesus. I call it Buddha. I call it so many things. I don't know what that means to people, but when I speak with people, I always share with them to find out what that means to them and really connect with it, because we have to stand in new places of faith. And there's so much retaliation. Everyone is very quick to, has been quick to, you pinch me, well, I'm gonna pinch you back. And the whole thing about turning the other cheek is that you're expecting for the next time to receive a kiss instead of a slap. So we're getting into the place of applying more faith and having people suggesting and sharing for people to come into alignment with the things that give them faith, because there are things that are getting them up every day that are, you know, getting them to move forward. There's some really lovely books that I've been getting into. One of them is called The Game of Life and How to Play It. And that one has been very helpful with, it was published in 1925, I think. Florence Scovel Sheehan is her name. And it's been a really beautiful book. I salute your divinity, and I thank you for being a golden link in the chain of my good, are some of the things that are in the book. And I've used those and have seen them literally transmute people in front of me in real time. But this was also two books after moments of practicing this, because I started the books probably a year ago, but then it was like a year break, and then I got back into them in September, and I've been, like, practicing affirmations from them about every day, and it's really been helping me define what it means to create heaven on earth. And when I'm speaking with people, bring word, bring better clarity to what that means for each person, because it is co-creation, is your individual thing, but it's also co-creation. You know, that's all of what this life is.
Yeah. Yeah. And shall we end the show with a little co-creation?
Of course.
Thank you so much for joining. It went so fast.
I know.
Henry, can we have another hour? Really? Henry, can you turn the lights off?
Is it on?
Yeah. Oh. If you just talk nice and loud next to that mic. Here we are. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Here we are. Here we are together, moving forward, sharing space, giving out love. Keep giving out love.
Keep giving out love.
Love is the way. Love is the way. You are divine. You are divine. Now go play. yeah, we're playing.
Play,
go climb a tree.
Pray.
Pray, play. Climb a tree, laugh, eat a good meal. Go watch a movie. Go kiss someone. Go do a cartwheel. Go sing with the birds. You know, there's so many things. There's a real... Ooh. You're amazing at that.
Switch. Play, 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 play. Now, yesterday, today, space, forest, trees. If you're alive and you know it, clap your hands. If you're alive and you know it, clap your hands. If you're listening to this podcast or this live radio show, you just should clap your hands right now. it's been a show.
Yes, it has.
We did it.
Yes, we did.
We rode the space coaster around the Milky Way just a little further. You know, when you talked about our bodies being water, I just wanted to say, like, we are each a cell.
Yes, we are.
Inside of a bigger body.
Yes, we are.
And the air between us, that's like the stuff in between our cells.
Yes.
And it's all just gooshy, squishy.
Yes.
Life.
Yes.
So honor your form, because honor, it's a miracle. You're one in a trillion to be born, and you are a living miracle. Your ancestors are behind you, rooting for you, and so are we.
Thank yes, you for, we are.
Yes, darling, and I say, Ashe.
Ashe.
Play.